Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, can you hear me? Press one on your phone. If someone, press one on your phone if you can hear me. Okay, great. All right. Thank you. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to try to do this show here. We praise God tonight for you tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we just give God the glory and give him the praise and the honor for allowing us to be here on tonight. I don't think that I'm going to be able to play the song. I will attempt to play the song, but I don't know exactly what is going on here. But I just want to give a shout out to all of you that has tuned in on tonight. God is good and he is awesome, and we have had an awesome day on today. My husband is at the basketball game. He got a team out tonight. He's coaching a team, and then he got another coach at another location coaching a team. So really, I'm here tonight. All right. So I'm not sure what is happening. It happened the same way last week. So I just want to let you know that if anything go down, y'all know that we was having some technical difficulties. But I just want to thank you all for tuning in. We had a great day today at the Light of the World because we was in a conference with Nakia Waller, had her Kingdom Women Win conference at the Light today. And it was an awesome conference, great women speaking on today. So I want to just give a shout out to her for the work that she put into her doing the show, doing her broadcast on today. So we just doing her conference on today. So we just want to thank God for this time and for this opportunity to come together and to lift up the name of Jesus. It is an awesome time in the Lord, and we just give God all the glory. We give him all the praise, and we give him all the honor. I just want you to know, again, for those of you that are just coming on, I am having some technical difficulty. So if I go out or let's go down, you'll know that we was having some technical difficulty, okay? So hopefully all of you are able to hear me, and we are going to go forth with the word on tonight because I know that there is a powerful word in the house. We are Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, members of the Light of the World, Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge. Under the awesome leadership of Bishop Ruth W. Smith, who is co-founder of the Light of the World, and our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. We want you to come out and visit with us because we are having great services. We have Sunday school in the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center at 9 a.m., and we also have our worship service in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. So come on out on tomorrow and share with us. We'll be glad to have you. We also have Noonday Bible Study, which you can use this same number to call in for Noonday Bible Study. And also, you can come face-to-face with us at the sanctuary at the church. So just come on out and share with us doing Bible Study at Noonday. And then we have Bible Study also at 7 p.m. But we are so glad that you have tuned in. And anyway, even if you live stream with us or whatever you do, we thank you so much for sharing with us. God is good. He is awesome in all of his ways and everything that we do. And like I said, Pastor Butterfield is out coaching on tonight. And so we just and I hope his team wins tonight. We just give God the glory and the praise for him and all that he do as well, trying to help these kids. It's not just about basketball, but it's about discipline. And so we just want to thank God for all the coaches and everyone that helps out at the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center. We are also in summer camp. And so summer camp opens up at 7 a.m., close at 6. If you want your children between the ages of 5 and 17 to come out to the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center, we are open Monday through Friday for summer camp. And we also, Pastor Butterfield is doing basketball camp, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 2. But, of course, the kids, they stay on over until 6 o'clock most of the time. But let me tell you, they are having a ball out there playing ball and doing other things. We was released to go on a field trip, so we took the little ones on a field trip down at Southern Bella Farms on this past week. So we just want to, the governor released it. We were thinking we wasn't going to be able to do it, but they sent us a letter and said, the state sent a letter and said that we could take the kids on field trip. So we are planning one more field trip next week, just taking a few at a time. So we just want to give a shout-out. Anyone out there that want to come and help us at the Jimmy Lee Community Center, please just come on by and help us out for an hour or two or whatever, 15 minutes. It don't matter, but whatever you do, it will be great. And so we just want to thank you again for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We have an awesome word for you, and I'm going to ask Minister Jones if he would go and press one on his phone, and we will bring him live on the air to bring forth the word on tonight. We are so glad that God has given us this opportunity to bring forth the word. And so we're asking Minister Jones if he would just go on and press one on his phone, and we would bring him live on the air to bring forth the word on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We glorify his name. We give him all the glory and all the praise and all the honor for what he is doing in the house of God. We just bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Jones, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you. Okay. Praise God. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you? Okay, great. Okay. This is Minister Joseph Jones, and he is going to bring forth the word on tonight. And y'all already know that he has a word for us. And so I'm just ready for this word on tonight. Minister Jones, you are live on the air, and we are ready for this word.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. We thank God for this day. We thank God for allowing us to have an opportunity to use our gifts. We thank God for our sister pastor, Stephen and Ann Butterfield. And we thank God for you all. We know that the enemy is always trying to be busy, and sometimes things doesn't work the way we want to, but it does not stop God and what he wants to do in us.
Yeah.
So tonight, we just want to talk about something that about a story that we know in the Bible that's familiar, and about a man by the name of Joseph. Kind of partial to him, I don't know why, but I am a little partial to Joseph in the Bible because he reminds me of myself a little bit. And so we want to go to the scripture of Genesis, the 40th chapter, Genesis 40. Starting at the first verse, and we're going to read down, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to move forward in the scripture and discussing the word. Amen. So in the King James Version of Genesis 40, it reads as follows. And it came to pass after these things, that the butler of the king of Egypt and the baker had offered offended the Lord, the king of Egypt. Excuse me. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief butler and against the chief baker. And he put them in the inward house of the captains of the guard and to the prison and placed where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them and continued a season inward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in into them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the inward of the house, the Lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look ye so sadly today?" And they said to him, "We have a dream, we dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said unto them, "Do not interpretation belongeth to God? Tell me then, I pray." And the butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were there three branches, and it budded, and the blossom shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I thought it was, and I took the grapes, and I pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, and Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, and after the formal manner, when thou hast his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show me kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house." The last three verses. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, and he made a feast unto all the servants. And he lifted up his head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for this blessed day that you have made, that we rejoice in it. And Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship with those who are listening. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for God, for giving us the opportunity to share this light with others on this platform, God. I thank you right now, Lord, for using me as a messenger, and Lord, that I'll be a blessing to those who are around me, and Lord, that the word will go forth, and that you will get all the honor and the glory and the praise. Lord, I ask you to give a special blessing to those who took time out to hear your word, and Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bless them in a mighty way, oh God, and that they will be filled and have something to take with them for the rest of this week and then for the rest of their life. Lord, we thank you again for this word, and we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'd like to use for a subject tonight, how soon we forget. How soon we forget. These scriptures that I just read should remind you of someone you know, or this could be you at one point in time. In our society, people who have struggled to get ahead normally don't forget where they come from. They do remember the long working hours and much studying, volunteering, community service, and pro bono work given to reach the goal in their life. But oftentimes, it's the people who think something is owed to them, or those who seem have a sense of entitlement, are the ones who forget about the people who helped them get to where they are now. And it's sad because people when they become successful and forget about the prayers and the sacrifices that was made by their parents and their friends and their pastor who helped propel them into a life of greatness. And as soon as we get a few knuckles and a few coins in our pockets, we have a little change left over for our monthly bills. We think we have made it, and please don't let us have a job that pays well and we can buy anything we desire. Now, let me tell you, we really get beside ourselves thinking we are a big ball and a shot caller. But the Bible tells us in Galatians 6:3, it says, if a man thinks himself to be something when he's not, he deceives himself. So this is no different with this story here about the baker and the butler, where they was in prison with Joseph. The main two verses I want you to focus on is Genesis, the 40th chapter, verse 14, which reads, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. And then the other verse I want you to look at is verse 23, the last one. It says, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you tonight and submit to you that how soon we forget. See, please don't be you or you forget where you came from, nor the people who helped you get there. To be honest with you, it was God who blessed you in the first place to have what you have and to do what you do. Too many times we think about how we arrived to the top, and we think we did it all by ourselves. And the word tells us in Proverbs 75, verse 6 and 7 says, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He put down one and set up another. Then notice here in the scripture that the Bible left out the word north, and that's because the promotions or blessings come from above. See, we have to understand that the Bible tells us also in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 6 and 7, it says, I have planted an Apollo of water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. So that being said, I must understand that I cannot do nothing without Christ that will last or be successful. Sure, I know there are a lot of wealthy and successful people in the world, but the question is how they achieved it and how would they be able to sustain it. See, most of the time, people have done just what the butler did to Joseph. Once he got hours, they got ghosts. He was gone. The butler was returned to his butlership, and he forgot all about Joseph. Or either in the working world, we'll step over our peers just to get ahead or get a higher in the world by crushing others just to be great. See, this story is about those two men that was in prison with Joseph, the butler and the baker, and they had a dream, and Joseph interpreted the dream and told them what was going to happen. And Joseph interpreted the dream to the butler to tell him that in 3 days, that what he dreamed about, that Pharaoh was going to restore him back to his butlership. And the baker, sadly to say, that when the baker told the dream to Joseph, Joseph told the butler, the baker, that in 3 days that Pharaoh was going to hang him and that he was going to die. And as you know, as you read through the story, those two things happened. But the sad part about it on top of that is that the butler did not remember Joseph. How soon we forget. A number of times in the Bible we find how we've forgotten what God has said about us and his promise to his people. Just read Psalm 78. Read the whole chapter. This should be a reminder to you of God's goodness to Israel. I want to give you a great example tonight how soon we forget. Look at John. Go to John, the 18th chapter, verses 15 and 17. And verses 25 to 27. Verse 15, John 18:15-17 says, and watch, listen to this. Look what happened. And Simon Peter followed Jesus and did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without and then went out that the other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her, and that they kept the door and brought in Peter. Now watch this. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples? And he said, I am not. Oh my goodness. How soon we forget, huh? And then you go down to verse 25 and 20 through 27 and says, and Peter Simon stood and warmed himself, and they said therefore unto him, art not thou also one of these disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden with him? And again, Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crow. How soon we forget. See, Peter denied Christ three times. And Peter forgot who he was in Christ because he was afraid for his life. And so this is an example how we forget who we are in Jesus Christ. Let me give you three reasons why we try to forget our past. See, we don't want to remember our past because it reminds us that where we came from. And that could be from poverty, drug abuse, or a dysfunctional family. And then we don't want to remember what it took to us to get through to get us to, which we call the struggle. So we try to forget all those things. And then we're ashamed of our past because of guilt. But see, the enemy tries to use our past to bring distraction, defeat, and destroy our future. But the same three ways the devil tries to use distraction, defeat, and destruction, God turns them around so that we can use forgetting them in a positive way. See, forgetting can be a negative and be a positive. So what I'm trying to get you to understand that forgetting can be a motivator. The Bible says in Philippians 3:13-14 says, forget those things from behind and press forward for the high calling of Jesus Christ. This scripture also can also be applied to your natural life, meaning not looking back on your past but striving to be the best person God called you to be. See, so we can use forgetting in a positive way. Let me give you three ways you can use forgetting to be a plus in your life. See, you can forget distractions. And when you forget distractions, this means that you are focused on what God has you to do. And then we can use forgetting defeat. We don't want to remember defeat because we are victorious in Jesus Christ. We always become a winner in Christ. And then the destruction. We forget destruction because this really means that we are the type of people that build up and not tear down. We are encouragers. We are people who lift those up who are in need. See, all of these are a new way of thinking of how forgetting can be a good thing. And so in Joseph's situation, forgetting was a bad thing. But the best situation of forgetting is when Jesus forgot our sins when he gave his life on the cross for our lives. Aren't you glad forgetting can be used in a positive way? Jesus forgot about us, our sins, but he didn't forget about what he needed to do to get us to where we need to go. Just look at Psalms 103. See, this is really called mercy, grace, and forgiveness, what Jesus did in our life. Psalms 103, verse 8 through 12 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He would not always chide, neither would he keep his anger forever. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is higher above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. You see, I don't know about you, but this sounds like great news to me. Because think about it. But God given us grace and mercy and forgiveness for what he did on the cross for our lives. And he forgot all about the sin that we had committed. And because he loved us so much, he put that in the sea of forgiveness. So I do need to remind you of a few more incidents in the Bible, how soon we forget. Remember this incident when Elijah forgot how God had had his back in the contest between the prophets of Baal and himself when he was on that mountain and he asked God to rain down fire over the wood that was soaked with water, and God had his back then. But guess what? As soon as Elijah received a death threat from Jezebel to take his life, Elijah got scared and hid himself in a cave. You can find that in 1 Kings 19:1-3. How soon Elijah forget. See how he forgot that God had him, but as soon a threat came above towards him, he went to hide like a scared man. How soon we forget how the Lord delivered Israel out of slavery from Egypt. Deuteronomy 6:12 talks about that. And another way how soon we forget how Israel complained about not having water when they was in the wilderness and roaming around. But God gave Moses instructions how to provide water from a rock. Exodus 15:24 speaks about that. And then another incident is how we soon forget how the Israelites was complaining about being hungry. And again, God provided by raining down manna from heaven. Exodus 16:3. See, all these incidents that we have in the Bible shows us that we are soon to forget how God has taken care of us. How about this? When we fell into trouble and Jesus delivered us out of it, and when the same thing happened again, we cried like a baby, like as if Jesus could have fixed it like he did the first time. How soon we forget. And then we got to understand that Jesus is the same today, he's the same tomorrow, and he's the same forevermore. How soon we forget that Jesus is the same every day. The Bible tells us that God will never leave us nor forsake us. So we have to remember that God is with us. And then when Jesus told his disciples that he must die and be resurrected in 3 days, the disciples didn't believe it. How soon they forgot that Jesus walked with them and told them how he will tear down the temple and then build it up in 3 days and get up in 3 days and be seen of men. But the disciples did not believe it. Or let's use ourselves for an example. When you needed a job or money to stop that eviction notice and God came through to rescue you, and we forget about how God has taken care of us time and time again. But the biggest one, I really believe, how soon we forget about what God has done for us, is when we were sinners and did everything under the sun that was displeasing to God. But as soon as we got saved, we wanted to condemn everything someone else did, like we've been saved all our lives. How soon we forget. Now, because we are saved, we are holy rollers, and we want to pass judgment on people who have been disobedient to God. But we forget how we were when we was out in the world doing everything that we wanted to do. But we pass judgment on others. How soon we forget. See, if you receive the revelation about this text, you will find out that Joseph never lost his focus. He never acted a fool, and when things didn't go his way. And, oh, man, let me tell you something. If that had been us, and we had had an understanding with the butler to go forth and ask Pharaoh to release us, and the butler didn't do it, oh, in this time of day, we would have put a hit out on the butler for not keeping his word. See, we would have cussed everybody out, including the people who didn't know the request Joseph made to the butler. And then we'll go as far as we'll go be praying to God to strike the butler dead for not keeping his word. But how soon we forget that we don't keep our word to God. But Joseph never lost his integrity. Joseph knew who he was in Christ. Joseph remembered when he was hated by his brothers and sold into slavery. He had a position in Pharaoh's house, and then accused of rape by Pharaoh's lying wife. Joseph was cast into prison, where he was lied to again by the butler and forgotten. But through it all, Joseph never forgot his purpose. He became the governor and helped the nation through a famine. Joseph was a great example of how he forgot what his brothers did to him, but never took revenge on them at any time. See, how many times or how many of us could have went through all those difficult times that Joseph went through and being forgotten and still fulfill God's purpose? See, most people figure out once I made it, I don't have to give God the glory or the praise. But it was Jesus who gave us the talent, the gift, and the favor to receive all that we have. See, we forget about where we come from sometimes because we are looking forward to where we're going. But it was Jesus who opened the doors when man shut them. It was Jesus who said yes when the loan officer said no. How soon we forget. See, we have to remember Jesus said, by his stripes, we are healed, when the doctor said we had cancer. It was Jesus who said that we are the head and not the tail. It was Jesus who allowed you to walk away from that accident. And it was Jesus who delivered you from the drugs and alcohol. And again, it was Jesus who said to the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How soon we forget that it was Jesus who said unto me, you can do nothing without me. See, it was Jesus who saved our soul from a dying and burning hell. But as soon as we got grown and we got on our own, how soon we forget. Because a lot of times we just want to get what we want and move forward into what we want to do. And we pray and we ask God for all these things. And then we tell God our biggest lie, Lord, if you bless me with this or that, or you get me out of this trouble, or if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. And then as soon as we get see land, as they say, or as soon as we see a way clear, how soon we forget our promises. My dad said a long time ago, when Negroes learn how to read and write, that's when we forgot about God, who took care of us when we didn't know no better. How soon we forget. See, when we didn't know how we were going to make it, we knew how to pray. And see, this is why we run to God in the midst of trouble, but when the smoke is clear, we forget about the one who brought us out. Again, how soon we forget. See, listen, look what happens when we forget God and take God out of our lives. Psalms 9 and 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. See, when we forget where we come from, and we forget who blesses us, we forget about who we're supposed to serve, this is the things that happen. And then the Bible tells us, it gives us instructions in Psalms 119 and 16 and 93. It tells us instructions, says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. So we have to understand that God's word we can never forget, because if we do those things, we'll be blessed. Look what God's promise says in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 10. It says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Isn't that a blessing? He's telling you that God said he's not going to forget the things that you do, with your work and with your labor of love, that you're doing it from your heart. Because God is not a man that he should lie. And see, he's not going to forget the things that you do. But and also, he's not going to forget the good and the bad. Because the Bible says that we will be judged for all the things we've done in this life, whether it be good or evil. So we have to understand, sometimes it's good to forget some things. And some things that we should not forget. But we should never forget what the Lord has done for us. Look at these words. The Bible says, James 1 and 25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. Being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man should be blessed indeed. Look what God is telling us, how he would take care of us if we don't forget. And then Proverbs is so plainly that it's put, Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Why? Why did he say that? He said, because in verse 2, he said, for length of days and long life and peace shall thou add to thee. So I just want you to understand that we have sometimes a short-term memory. A lot of times in the natural, we will borrow money from people, and then we forget about that we owe them. And we out here taking trips and buying cars and going shopping and putting everything on Facebook, and we still owe our brothers and sisters $40 and $50. How soon we forget. And then when we get to the point that we have made it in the world and we're doing okay, we forget what they call the little people. And so we are looking down our nose at other folks because we have arrived. But how soon we forget that God, it was one who lifts us up and took us to the point of prosperity, and then now we can help others, but we get ours and we forget about others. I told a young man a long time ago, if he had a car, would he go do the same thing I was doing for him? I used to go pick him up and bring him to church. And I told him, I said, just remember when you get a car, don't forget how you got to church. And you would bring somebody to church with you. And then as soon as he got his car and started working, I asked him, could he go pick somebody up from the church? And he was like, hey, that's out of my way. That's going the opposite direction. And I wanted, and if he was here today, I would tell him in my presence, I would say, how soon we forget. See, Jesus didn't forget about us. He could have said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to come down here and preach for 3.5 years, and then I'm coming back to heaven, and I'm going to forget about these people because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't set this thing up to be displeasing to you. And see, but Jesus didn't do that. He did not forget what God had instructed him to do. See, a lot of times we want to forget our past because we are ashamed. And that's okay sometimes, but we have to remember that those things that God has brought us through is taking us to and is a blessing to us to remember who God really is in our lives. See, it's okay to forget certain things. Some things you cannot forget. And one thing that is who is on your side. My last thing is, Saint, tonight, it's okay, again, to forget certain things. But one thing you don't want to forget about is how God has brought you through, who is the one who makes the sun rise and set. He is the one who bless you day and night. And then, again, we get to the point when we have grown and done things on our own. We think we've done it for ourselves. And we forget about it was God that was the one who promoted us. It was God. It was the one who given us the blessings to achieve the status that we have. And we forget about who God is once we have come to a certain part of our lives. Again, we are young. Now we have old. Now we are old. And the Bible says we've never seen the righteous forsaken. God never forgot about us. He knew us before the time began. And before we was even born, he knew our purpose in life. But Jesus never forget us because he knows every hair on our head. And he knows us by name because he created us. So why do we forget about what God has given us to do? Why do we forget about the commandments and the promises God has said that he would give us if we would keep his word? Again, Joseph never got out of character. Joseph never lost his integrity or lost his cool, if you might say, because he knew who he was. But again, as the butler rose back to his status of butlership, how soon he forgot. So tonight, if this is you And if you forgot about somebody that you left on the side, or if you forgot somebody that that you used to pray with, or someone you used to talk with, and try to help them, maybe it's time for you to go back and revisit it, if the Lord say so. I don't want you to be disobedient to what God has said, because a lot of times we forget about where we come from, and we don't want to deal with the same people that we were in the past. But God says in the Bible, it says, when you are strengthened, go back and strengthen your brother. When you are delivered, go back and the other and your brothers and sisters up. Because we're not saved just for ourselves. We are being saved to help others. So again, tonight, please, ladies and gentlemen, saints, I hope that you are not that type of person who have made it, and I mean by made it, you are saved now, and God has blessed you, and you have forgotten about those that you could help. Please be a blessing to those that who help you, and then those you can help to be a blessing to others. I hope you got something out of tonight, and just remember how Joseph handled himself, and you should do the same in Jesus Christ. And I hope you have a blessed night, a blessed week, and I hope that you got a word out of this, how Joseph never lost his focus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, gosh, that's really awesome, Minister Jones. How soon we forget. But there are certain things that we should not forget. But I tell you, this is an awesome word, and we really want to hear from those of you out there in radio land. So if you would just press 1 on your phone, I would bring you live on the air to talk to this man of God and his lovely wife as well on tonight. So if you would like prayer, or if you want to comment concerning the word, just press 1 on your phone and we will bring you live on the air. Truly, this has been an awesome word, and a lot of times we do forget what God, what Jesus has done for us. And it's like I was thinking about when you was doing the word, I was thinking about sometimes we be wanting something so bad, we just got to have it. And the kids are like that. They want a certain toy or whatever. And then once they get it, play with it for a minute, and then they put it away and they forget about it. I mean, they don't even think about it anymore. And we're the same way. When we get something, then we don't really think about it like we was thinking about it. You know, like we really want it, get it, then you don't think about it as much. But I just bless the Lord that God, with the body, Holy Spirit, will keep all of us focused on the word of God, that we will remember the word when we read the word. Study the word to show ourselves approved unto God, that we will remember the word and that we will continue to do the word. So we are looking for you to press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you live on the air. I know some of you press before for me. So you may have to hang up and call back in did press. I got about 3 of you that pressed, or 4 of you that pressed when I asked you to press so I could see if you was hearing me. But if that's one of you and you want to say something, you're going to have to hang up and call back in so that I can see that you want to talk. Right now it's showing that you want to, but I don't know for sure if you do. But we are so glad that you are tuning in. And I was thinking that I probably could not play that song, Minister Jones, but at this time, because I want people to really think about it tonight and think about what question you may want to ask Minister Jones by the time we come back from listening to this song. But I believe Minister Jones and those of you that are out there in radio land would like to hear this song. So I'm going to try to play this song for you. All right, don't hang up.
I've searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Massive deep breath, treasures of faith, never enough. Then you came along and put me back together.
Yes, we got to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. Put our trust in the Lord. This psalm says, graze into gardens. Like, who can do that? Graze into gardens. I know Mr. Jones liked that song. So I like it too. I hope you out there like it. And I know you guys enjoyed that song and you enjoyed the word on tonight. How soon we forget. So I want us to continue to think about that. Let us go back and reminisce and see what some of the things that we may have forgotten. You know, we could depend on the Holy Ghost. He'll bring it back. So now that we've been reminded, ask the Holy Ghost to bring back to your remembrance those things that you have forgotten that you need to deal with. And so I believe that God will allow the Holy Spirit to do that. Amen. So we just want to thank you again for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. And we want to invite you again to come out to the house of the Lord on tomorrow at 9 a.m. to our Bible, to our Sunday school hour. And then at 10, our regular worship service in the sanctuary. So come on out and share with us. We'll be glad to have you. Minister Jones, if you have any other words for us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. You know, you just that's how God works. And I was, while you was playing that song, I looked at that same scripture, John 14:26, that says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So you know when God is working, you are on one accord, and things will come together. But if we have to remember that God has done two things in this scripture. He's given us the comfort. He didn't forget us. When he left and went back and sat on the right side of God, he did not forget us. He gave us the Comforter, which is called the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
And then on the second part of that, he taught us something, and he brought it back to our remembrance, saying, "Whatever I have said to you, you shall remember it." So whatever God has spoken to you for what you have, what you should be doing, what you haven't done yet, what you need to be doing, God will send a word. How soon we forget what God has instructed us to get to do, because it's something that we really don't want to do and something we know we should be doing. But we don't want to do it because it's not appeasing us. And so as Bishop Jones has preached on that on Sunday and Wednesday, the same thing. We'll ask God for something and tell God what we want. But as soon as God says yes, it's okay. But then he says to do something, we go back and say, "God, is that you? Is that really what you wanted me to do? Well, you just prayed for it. And now he's telling you to do it. You don't want to put your hands to it." So how
don't
want to
do
forget?
It.
Right. As soon as we get the answer, is that is not appeasing to us or something that is going to edify us, we want to ask the question. And then, and God should say, "How soon you forget? You just asked me for that same prayer." So again tonight, I just hope that those who are listening tonight has got a word and has gotten some more energy and some enthusiasm about going forth. And God, he's delivering you to another level in him to do what he called you to do. Again, it's always not going to be easy, because if it was easy, everybody would do it. And again, my last thing I'll say tonight before we pray and go, don't forget about God, because he won't forget about you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
amen.
We thank you tonight, God, for allowing us to, again, hear your word. Lord, we thank you for who you are, a sovereign, merciful, wonderful God, a loving God, who never forgets us, who always wakes us up in the morning, who always watches us as we sleep and slumber, as we taking us over the highways and byways. Lord, you always kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord, tonight we just want to say thank you, Lord, again for those who are listening. Send us a special blessing to those who took time out to hear this word. Lord, we ask you, Father, that you would get all the honor, that you would get all the glory and all the praise out of our life. And Lord, that we'll do great things for you. And Lord, that you will be glorified and honored, and that people will see Jesus Christ in us and not ourselves. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the word and thank you for the prayers. And we want you to tune in again next week. Everyone, tune in again next week to the Turn on the Light broadcast. Just dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.